This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. So I've arrived. This is the band called Young the Giant.
With gold in my eyes. Are you paying attention?
The bandmates were schoolmates growing up in California, and their popularity is steadily on the rise. They're going to be in Boston for a show tomorrow night at the Waterfront.
I was searching for something.
The band examines the immigrant experience in America on its latest album, Home of the Strange. There are a couple green card holders from Canada and Britain among the members. Two other members are children of immigrants from Iran and India. WBUR's Rita Carey talked with the lead singer, Samir Gadia, for our latest indie pick. Rita, what does Gadia say about how the immigrant experience influences his music?
You know, it's been really personal for him. This is not what his parents wanted him to do with his life. He was going to Stanford University as a human biology major and creative writing minor, and he dropped out to pursue his musical career. And he says it put a huge dent in his relationship with his parents, who still sometimes ask him, when are you going to Stanford? Here's Samir Gadia.
You feel a lot of guilt. You know, there, you know, like, we came from nothing, we did all this, and you've worked so hard, and we've worked so hard and sacrificed so much for you to get to where you have been, and now you're just going to throw it all away. Now, luckily, they really know and understand that what I'm doing is important, not only for me, but for the community. They realize that I've been a good influence and role model for some of these kids who are like, listen, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to, you know, pursue my passion.
So his parents have come around, but the whole immigrant story is very much alive in this album.
In what way? What do you hear?
The songs are about everything from hope to fear, and there's a belief in being able to make a better life for yourself in America. That song that we led off with, America, which is spelled with a K in it as opposed to a C, it's named after an unfinished Kafka novel. The novel's about a boy. He gets on a boat, comes to America, but once he's landed here, he's never sure of his bearings. There's this feeling as a new arrival that everything can be taken away from you in a second.
I was talking about one day.
Gadia says while he's been touring over the last 10 years with his band, especially on college campuses, the band has heard a lot more heated rhetoric, and they've heard something from a lot of other first-generation Americans that really resonates with them.
You know, they don't really feel like they belong to either place. They don't feel like they are 100% the place where their ancestors are from. Like, I don't feel Indian when I go to India. And in the States, you know, I will never be just like a pure American. And in a lot of senses, I am. I mean, I'm an American citizen. I was born in Michigan and all that good stuff. But there's still something like I feel like every now and then I'm kind of like left out of the party in both places. And so the idea of Home of the Strange is that place in between.
Now, given that the album came out last year, did it have any connection to the tensions around the presidential campaign about immigration and other issues?
No. The band started writing songs for Home of the Strange before the presidential race really heated up. It was meant to be more of a personal experience. But that personal album became political in the midst of the election. And since then, with all this talk about building a wall, the travel ban, revocation of DACA. So let's take a listen to another song, Lisa, on Home of the Strange. It continues with that immigrant theme. And this song is Something to Believe In.
I've got you written in a black book by the railroad track. You see, I know your fate.
This is such an awesome song. I love it. It makes me want to get up on my feet, start screaming, waving my arms around. This is arena rock personalized and politicized. And man, talk about a really great backbeat.
So it's clear you love that song. What do you find compelling about the group itself?
I really like how this band has matured musically from its debut album to its latest. And you can get a feel for this by comparing it to one of the group's earliest breakout songs called Cough Syrup. So this is one of the songs that put Young the Giant on the map. It's a nice enough song, very catchy, very power poppy, but the lyrics are observational rather than the lyrics in the new album, which is way more experimental and personal. Cough Syrup is about Orange County suburbanites who need to medicate themselves to get over their disappointment and not achieving great things in their lives. So here it is, Cough Syrup from Young the Giant's debut album, which came out in 2010. Fast forward to the most recent album, way more electronics going on, but the group is still striving for a rock sound. When they produce these new songs, they ran everything through tape, so the songs have this really nice, warm feel.
You mean tape instead of just digital?
Right. Yeah. And lead singer Samir Gadia says, you know, if you can't play a song on an acoustic guitar and sing along to it, he feels that song is not worth recording. And if you listen to a lot of the pop songs that are out there now, it's really obvious that you definitely cannot play them on a guitar. And by the way, this band really likes to experiment on each other's instruments. They all believe that you should be able to pick up each other's instruments and get out of your comfort zone when you play and not rely on those safety chords. They all want to experiment and really take chances with their sound.
Again, the band is called Young the Giant, and again, they're on their way to Boston, like real soon.
Yeah, they're playing the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion tomorrow.
Rita Carey, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Love is not a toy.
You can hear all of Rita Carey's indie picks at the artery section of our website, wbur.org.